This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Alabama, with a new law making nearly all abortions illegal in that state. In signing that bill yesterday, Republican Governor Kay Ivey said because of the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision, the law may be unenforceable, but authors of the law are hoping it will spark a challenge before the Supreme Court. Televangelist Pat Robertson says he doesn't think this is the right bill for that.
My humble view is that this is not the case we want to bring to the Supreme Court, because I think this one will lose.
He cites the fact it makes no exception for rape and incest. New York City's Democratic mayor jumping into the presidential fray as Bill de Blasio announced in a video released this morning that he's running for president. The theme on his website reads, "A president who puts working people first." And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-401-7804 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-401-7804 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804. That's 800-401-7804. 800-401-7804.
Acting FAA Administrator Daniel Elwell is defending his agency's handling of the grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX after two deadly crashes. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
He told the House panel the grounding was ordered when a link was established between the Lion Air and the Ethiopian airline crashes, and said the flight system that was thought to be responsible for the crashes was thoroughly evaluated and approved by the agency before being installed in the aircraft.
There were, in the 50,000 flights in the MAX, we had 24 reports that mentioned, from pilots, that mentioned some sort of anomaly on pitch. None of those reports were related to the MCAS. Zero.
The U.S. canceling all commercial and cargo flights to and from Venezuela because of the political instability there, but most American carriers had already scrubbed direct flights to and from Venezuela. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The head of the UN is concerned that a so-called nuclear coffin in the Marshall Islands is leaking into the Pacific. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is touring the South Pacific to raise awareness of climate change issues and saying he's concerned that the concrete dome built in the 70s to try to contain waste from an atomic bomb test site may be leaking now. Radioactive ash from the tests was poured into a crater. He said the crater was never lined, though, leading to fears the waste may be just seeping into the ocean. The search for a missing four-year-old girl in Houston's been suspended. A volunteer group says they've temporarily suspended the search to find Malia Davis after following up on dozens of tips and leads. The group says they found no evidence that's been helpful. The group insists it's just a temporary suspension, though, till they can get more information. The girl's father, Darian Vence, was the last person to see her, and he's now been charged with evidence tampering. And Woodstock 50 is back on, a New York judge ruling yesterday the Japanese finance company that's behind it had no right to cancel the festival. He also ruled, though, the company does not have to return the nearly $18 million that Woodstock co-founder Michael Lang alleged it had taken from the festival's bank account. Woodstock 50, though, is now set to take place on August 16th through the 18th in Watkins Glen, New York. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, I hope you're bracing yourself, as it looks like the U.S. China trade talks are entering into a Cold War kind of attitude here. And we've got Chris Garcia is joining us, the former deputy director with the U.S. Department of Commerce. Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, Bill, it's always good to be with you.
Hey, well, I'll tell you, things took a hard left here. It was looking pretty good, according to the president. 95% of the deal had been worked out, and suddenly somebody got cold feet.
Yeah, so, you know, what insiders are saying is that it was President Xi, or it was some of the more hawkish advisors on the Chinese side. Mm-hmm. What had happened is the Chinese were finally making some substantive concessions, finally agreeing to stop some of the real structural trade imbalances that they have on their side, tipping the scale with, you know, tariffs and non-tariff barriers, maybe the forced intellectual property transfer, IP theft, and so forth. Subsidization of major industries. And President Xi, or maybe some of his advisors, get a hold of this document. They're starting to read some of the details and saying, hold on a second, we're kind of giving away the farm here. This is kind of how we built our empire, by stealing IP, by, by, you know, leveraging all this. So that's where we are now. They kind of withdrew those concessions. President Trump says, oh, really? Well, I'm not like past presidents who let you kind of skate through. You're going to get hit with 25% tariffs from the 10% that I put on those $200 billion of the goods a few months ago, just to show you we mean business.
Mm-hmm.
I expect, Bill, that China is going to try to ride this out. They're going to try to ride it out and try to see if we have a new president in 2020, mm-hmm. because they know they're not going to be as hawkish as President Trump is.
Exactly. Well, that's what we've been reporting on here, Chris, as well, is all the negative media and the way the U.S. media reports on Donald Trump. They position him as being even a bit lame duck already. And so you don't blame China looking at the temperament here politically and saying, hey, there could be a new sheriff in town that could, you know, we might be able to, especially if it's a Democrat, because the Democrats have proven time and time again. I mean, Chris, this is the thing. I mean, even Chuck Schumer has gotten behind the president, says, don't give up. Fight the good fight here on behalf of the people and American workers and manufacturers and all these businesses have been ripped off. I mean, look at this has been going on for decades. And I can't imagine, Chris, and maybe I'm naive about this. You know better. You have, firsthand knowledge. You've had your boots on the ground. You see it from the inside out. You've been in a perfect position here, so you would know better than anybody else. But my assessment says, if not Donald Trump, then who?
Yeah, Bill, and that's exactly it. You know, really, the president's not doing this because it's politically expedient. You know, he's doing it, you know, this is actually very hard to stick out and ride out. There's a lot of risk here. But he's doing it at the right time when we're at a peak in the business cycle and, you know, we're really thriving. Our economy's red hot. We can absorb a little bit more of the impact from any potential retaliatory tariffs from China. And so right now is the time to do it. It's, you know, sticking it out, riding it out, Bill, I've always said that the current trading relationship with China is kind of like being in a really bad cable contract with your cable provider. You know they're ripping you off. You know you can get a better deal somewhere else, but it's not until you threaten to leave that they actually all of a sudden can get you a better deal, and they finally start treating you like a valued customer again, except in this case with China, we're dealing with trillions of dollars, and we're dealing with national security.
Right. And the other thing, as you pointed out, Chris, and this is what I keep trying to get people to understand, China's used to doing business in a certain way where they take advantage. I mean, you know, they hadn't said anything all these years, and now all of a sudden you're fussing over this? Why is this a problem? And, you know, and I think that they went into the WTO, as you know, a bit idealistic. I mean, what did they think was going to happen? Nobody was going to hold them accountable to their commitments that they made with the WTO?
Well, that's exactly it. They have a track record of, you know, it doesn't matter what the WTO rules on, the Chinese are going to continue to, you know, behave poorly. I mean, they're going to continue to cheat. They're going to continue to lie. They're going to try to continue to, as a communist nation, you know, not open up their markets as they should. That's really the main issue, is these structural issues, these structural mechanisms that they have in place to tip the scale in their favor. The last three presidents could have done something about this, Bill. President Obama, President Bush, President Clinton, they all could have tried and, you know, if they were really serious about what they said, they could have really put the pedal to the metal and made China stop stealing. But this is the first president who really is not beholden to any other special interests. He's sticking up for the American people. And I think that that's why we've got to coalesce, you know, around the president. We've got to build a coalition of the willing, so to speak, across party lines. It's going to, unfortunately, most likely have to span across administrations. But this has got to be an American policy, not a Trump policy, not a Republican policy or Democrat policy. It's got to be an American policy toward China.
Yeah, without a doubt. A coalition of the willing and courageous. Because when you get into this kind of situation, it takes courage, you know, to stand up against these things that have been unfair for so long and on behalf of the American people. And I would say, ultimately, this is going to, and I think you and I talked about this last time, this will eventually end up being a good thing for China. I know right now they look at the immediate pain, but I think this is going to put some creative pressure on them to cause them to step up and to put some energies on R&D that they've hadn't had to up to now. I mean, they put some, but when you're ripping off American researchers and development that has already been proven and has gone through a very expensive, as you know, stage of development, you know, they haven't had to invest in that area. But now they will, and I got to believe that given the challenge, I don't care who you are, you know, you're from India or whatever, and you're given the challenge to compete internationally, and it's a fair playing field, I think they're going to step up. It's going to take some time to do that, but I think it's a positive thing for them, as well as it is here for America, because, you know, we will continue to innovate. That's, you know, in our DNA, and so we'll continue to work hard, and we should be rightfully you know, rewarded for all the hard work and investment.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, that's, I really believe, Bill, why the United States has been, you know, has gone in the last, you know, couple of centuries as one of the youngest nations in the world, why we've been able to rise to the top as the world's superpower. You know, when you have a free market, when you have an environment that's conducive to entrepreneurship and R&D and innovation, you know, it's good for everybody. You know,
exactly.
You have American people who benefit from more competition, which means lower prices and higher quality of goods. I think the same thing goes in a global economy.
See, and this is what I think some people misunderstand, is that You know, Trump isn't negotiating a win-lose proposition, whether it's with North Korea or, in this case, China. I mean, he's looking for a win-win proposition, and what you and I are, you know, trying to paint here for our audience to understand is that, look, this is going to be good for everybody. It'll be good for China, it'll be good for the entire world, for this matter, that these two economic giants get together and, you know, and operate from a fair, you know, and level playing field, which, again, will spread across all nations around the world. And I think that makes it win-win for everybody.
No question about it, Bill.
Well, we're talking with Chris Garcia. He comes back. We're going to see and get a little bit deeper to think how long could we be in this war? Chris Garcia on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get the free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, with all the China trade being talked about these days, our guest Chris Garcia has been a very busy man. Everybody's been wanting his genius and his insight on their show, and we're fortunate to have him here on Bill Martinez Live. Chris is the CEO of Vicker Financial, Inc., and a former senior Trump official at the U.S. Commerce Department. In 2017, he was appointed as the National Deputy Director of the U.S. Department of Commerce, Minority Business Development Agency. And later, Chris was a principal advisor to the 39th U.S. Secretary of Commerce, Wilbur Ross, and also advised the White House on economic and business policy. Chris, on this this Cold War that we seem to be entering into, this phase, and I don't think that people thought that this was going to be a slam dunk. You know, we talk about, you know, Donald Trump's expertise in the art of the deal and all that. But we know that in any kind of deal, there can be good deals, there can be bad deals, and sometimes, in the words of you know, Kenny Rogers, you got to know when to hold them and when to fold them, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. This becomes increasingly difficult for the president as he enters the 2020 cycle. Of course, we've seen some of the comments from Vice President Biden, where, you know, he feels that, you know, China is not the big bad bear, you know, that we need to start, you know, playing ball with China. Of course, we're seeing that there is a little bit of a conflict of interest there with perhaps some of his family being in debt with the Chinese. Mm-hmm. I look at also the overall business cycle. You know, mm-hmm. China knows that if they drag this out, they know that we'll eventually have an economic downturn. That's just how it works, how the business cycle works. Mm-hmm. It's trying its best to keep interest rates low, trying to keep you know, GDP high, deregulatory action very early on, something that I saw firsthand at the Commerce Department while I was Undersecretary Ross has helped to do that. Tax Cuts and Jobs Act has helped to keep the economy red hot,
right,
allowing businesses to grow and thrive. But there's going to come a time where the economy starts to slow, as it will inevitably do,
mm-hmm.
and that's the time that China's trying to drag this negotiation out until. That would be a very, very difficult negotiation to have at that time. But this is why we need to have an American policy that forces China to stop stealing IP, to stop the tech transfer, to stop the cyber espionage and the endorsement of cyber espionage.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
And it's not a Republican or a Democrat issue. It's an American issue. Because, Bill, we're talking about artificial intelligence, we're talking about facial recognition, we're talking about 5G. These are technologies that if the Chinese put their hands on, this could be fatal for Americans, you know, if they use this technology against us. So this has got to span administrations. It can't just be the Trump administration to do it. It's got to be both Republicans and Democrats. And then that shows our allies around the world, hey, if the United States is standing up to China, so can we.
Exactly. Well, I think Joe Biden needs to understand what the home jerseys look like. And not only Joe Biden, but the media and these other contrarians. Because as you say, Chris, you know, part and parcel of this negotiation, you've got lots of elements to it. You know, yes, we've got the economy on our side. We've got a great negotiating leader in Donald Trump right now, and the staff behind him. It seems to be they're all very much on the same page, and Mike Pompeo being in the position he's in. I mean, there's a lot of ducks in the row here that are in our favor. And then you get these contrarian voices, you get the media, we get the 2020 cycle that, you know, pulls the rug out from underneath the president, or at least tugs on it, and gives him, you know, kind of a little bit of shaky footing. And the Chinese are smart enough to look at this because, you know, when you match it up, they go, hey, President Xi's in for a lifetime. We're not worried about losing him. You know, how much longer do we got to put up with your guy? And he could very well be out in 2020. In fact, you think Russia interfered with, you know, with your election in 2016. You ain't seen nothing yet. I mean, look for the Chinese to try to meddle.
Oh, you bet. No, I mean, there's no question that they know, and I think this is a little bit of signaling from Democrats that they will be softer on China. So if the Russians had an interest in meddling, I think the Chinese certainly will, particularly if they are, you know, if they're engaged in cyber hacking.
Exactly.
It's right up their alley. So this could this could very well be, you know, 11th hour negotiating from the Chinese. You know, they don't want to give this leverage up that they have. This could be, you know, a little bit of a political struggle inside the, you know, inside Beijing and trying to figure out how they maintain this stranglehold on what basically has been the greatest deal for the Chinese over the last couple of decades. But I think that this is that we're in a great position right now, particularly when you have somebody like Chuck Schumer, Senator Schumer, who people often forget is a friend of President Trump's. He used to hang out all the time. You know, President Trump used to be friends with all the Democrats, you know, when he was a businessman in New York. He gets it. So when we see some, you know, when we see some support like that, it should give us hope that we're going to remain tough, remain firm. And ultimately, remember, Bill, we want to get to that zero tariff, zero non-tariff barrier,
exactly.
Zero subsidy end game.
Yeah. Well, that was the first offer, wasn't it? Donald Trump said, hey, yeah, let's just go to zero.
And, yeah. You know, everybody threw their hands up. Oh, whoa.
Well, yeah, exactly. No, that's too fast. And that's some of the things, again, as you alluded to in the first segment, Chris, is that this is a process. I mean, you know, it's like waking up one day and going, man, how did I gain 30 pounds here? You know, a little bit of time over a long period of time. And then you got to go and chip away at it a little bit at a time, you know, over some time here. So this is not going to be an overnight kind of deal, because I think that in that regard, that could be extremely painful for China. And then we end up with a bad deal, because at the end of the day, you know, again, I believe Trump as a negotiator, and those of us who have negotiated and understand how you do it in a win-win fashion, you want both sides feeling pretty good about the arrangement that they made. And we've got a lot of things to overcome here. Now, regarding Joe Biden needs to be careful, because he sounds like his boss, Barack Obama. When Mitt Romney brought up in 2012, when asked about the most dangerous country out there, and he said it was the Russians, absolutely. And Obama kind of sneered at him and said, as you'll recall, you know, the 80s called and they want their foreign policy back. And now look at here, you know, fast forward, not even a bunch of years later, but fast forward a couple of years, and what do we have? You know, the Russian boogeyman since 2016 has loomed huge over our body politic.
There's no question about it. And everybody forgets that it was during the Obama administration that the Russians penetrated the U.S. election system. So it wasn't President Trump that was, you know,
exactly. Right.
Intelligence that ran FBI and ran CIA. No, it was President Obama. And so, you know, you think that there wasn't an interest in maybe seeing President Trump spied on, and, you know, just this whole narrative. We can talk about that for days, but the same thing happens here with the Chinese. China is the greatest geopolitical foe right now. That is absolutely, there's no doubt, there's no question. They, you know, what they're doing in the South China Sea with building
exactly.
islands,
right.
You know, the aggressive threats that they've made, the actual stealing of blueprints of U.S. You know, fighter jets. I mean, these are significant things. They stole, eight or so million personnel records of government employees a few years back. I mean, this is a real, real aggressive country. This regime under President Xi is not, you know, that they're not there to play nice. You know, these aren't a bunch of nice, as President Trump would say, these aren't babies.
Yeah, exactly. Well, not to mention the fact that the incarceration, of a million people of faith, Muslims, Christians, you know, people that they have determined to be less than and not necessarily cooperative with the regime. Boy, you go straight to jail, no collecting $200, right?
That's right. That's right. We got to stand up to them, and we're going to win in the end.
Well, Chris Garcia, CEO of Vicker Financial and former senior Trump official at the U.S. Commerce Department, has been our guest. Chris, as always, appreciate the time and all the insight here. We just got to hang in there. This is going to be a process yet, right?
That's right. We got to stick firm, hold tight, and we'll win this thing.
And I like what you say, and we got to hold to this. We got to remember we're all wearing the same, you know, home team jersey that says USA on the front. This is an American deal. It's not a Democrat or Republican deal, right?
That's right.
You got it. Chris Garcia on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Chris. Take care.
Bill. Yep.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. With spring in full bloom, Americans are tossing out their unwanted items, but many forget their wallets could use another look as well. A Bank of America survey found 52% of credit card holders use multiple rewards cards to earn in a variety of categories. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Lighten your wallet's load this spring with one credit card that helps you maximize your cash back by allowing you to choose from a variety of popular spending categories. With the new Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, you earn 3% cash back on gas, or you can change it to one of five popular categories each calendar month, including online shopping, dining, travel, drugstores, or home improvements and furnishings. Finally, one card helps you earn cash back on the things that matter most to you. So the only thing your wallet will accumulate is rewards.
Visit bankofamerica.com/choosemyrewards.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Donald Trump must be stopped. I've beaten him before, and I will do it again.
New York City's mayor is the latest Democrat to announce a run for the White House in 2020. Mayor Bill de Blasio making the announcement in a video he posted this morning.
I'm Bill de Blasio, and I'm running for president because it's time we put working people first.
De Blasio expected to visit Iowa and South Carolina over the coming few days. Now the Missouri Senate has just passed a bill banning abortion after 8 weeks of pregnancy. The bill still needs another vote in the House before it can go to that governor's desk. It comes after the governor of Alabama signed a bill yesterday considered the nation's strictest abortion bill, banning most abortions without an exception for rape or incest, just like that Missouri state bill. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
It's the only way to go, right? Good to have you with us, fresh and independent. We are 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and it is Megan Barthheim, co-chair of the Red Wave America PAC and the Media Equality Project, also the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, how are we doing?
Hey, Bill. Doing well, thank you. Always good to be with you.
Hey, let's talk right off the bat. Alabama's abortion bill, the governor signed it, says, look, our goal is take it all the way up to the Supreme Court, and now we hear Missouri's not that far behind either, right?
Well, that's right. And Alabama, the bill that's been put forward and signed by a female governor, I just want to make sure that if any women are listening, this isn't an anti-woman bill, actually a female governor has signed the bill. Yes, men were involved in creating the bill, but the governor signed it into law, and it seeks to establish personhood.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of the fundamental argument, hasn't it been, since Roe v. Wade was passed in 1973. Mm-hmm. And so this is one of the strictest abortion bills. It does not make the exception for rape or incest because the question is about, when does personhood begin? Is the fetus a person?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a human being? Does it deserve life, the sanctity of life, the protection of life? Missouri is a little bit different in that it is a heartbeat bill. It is also a pain bill. So when those two, when the heartbeat can be determined as well as the pain that
the child,
the procedure can,
right,
the pain of the child, from any sort of procedure, then that is a limit on abortion. And according to what I believe I heard yesterday when I was listening to a Missouri representative say is that they used to have 6 abortion clinics, I think, throughout Missouri, if I'm not mistaken,
yes,
and they're down to one.
Yes, exactly.
And they're down to one in the entire state. Now, if a rape or incest survivor was accosted in Alabama, of course, that survivor, if she so chose, could go to another state to get an abortion, but she could not seek an abortion in Alabama.
Exactly. Well, you know, what the Supreme Court did in the passing, and it was a very lawmaking decision by the Supreme Court, as we know. This has been, you know, at the basis of this argument since 1973. They have really imposed on our country this veil of death. Like it or not, I know people sometimes, they kind of recoil when they hear this. But look at what has happened to our country since 1973. The impact of Roe v. Wade on the psychology and on the culture of America.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with you, because when a country does not value life or protect life, then it becomes somewhat lawless, doesn't it?
It does.
And that's always been my issue. You know, when you, as a young woman and as watching the Roe v. Wade industry really take over the women's movement, it kept me away from, amongst other things, but kept me away from being a part of that women's movement.
Mm-hmm.
Because as they were screaming about, oh, it's only a clump of cells, when they were really originally saying that, oh, the fetus is only a clump of cells. And I said, well, it's not a clump of cells of a banana.
Yeah, right.
It's not a clump of cells of a kumquat or a mushroom. Mm-hmm. It's the human being.
Exactly.
And so it became not so rare, did it?
Yeah.
It didn't become the exception. It was becoming the norm, whereas 70% of black babies are aborted in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the population of Alabama, only 8% of black women make up the population of Alabama, but they account for 80% of abortion.
Right.
So Margaret Sanger, as a eugenicist, she really had a good outlook, and Planned Parenthood was her vehicle in order to get rid of the people they had to be of.
And blacks and minorities, the less than of humanity, were her target, Megan.
Correct. Exactly. That's what Ruth Bader Ginsburg had told the New York Times Magazine years ago, that she had thought the time that Roe v. Wade was passed, it was passed to get rid of too many, the people they had too many of.
Yes. Boy, that's genteel, huh? And
right.
And here are the consequences. And I got to tell you, I appreciated the passion of Candace Owens. Boy, there are many black leaders that need to watch that video last night that when she was on Fox debating, and fighting for black Americans. You hear her talk and you're going, hey, where's Jesse Jackson? Where's Al Sharpton? Where's the black leaders? I mean, this young woman passionately is fighting and saying enough of killing, our people. And I hate to think of it that way, because I don't want to demarcate and bifurcate the United States of America. We're all Americans. But, but clearly what Planned Parenthood has done, to your point here, is they targeted blacks. They put, many of their facilities in poor areas. So who are they going to service? They're going to service a predominant of blacks over anybody else. And of course, we saw what happened in the Gosnell movie, and Kermit Gosnell is just an example of it, and he's not an exception. That was my conversation with Ann McAleer, was saying, look at if this is happening here, how many other Kermit Gosnells across the country are there still operating in the shadows and the cover of Planned Parenthood and the political forces that have been well established and anchored since 1973 in this country?
Right, exactly, and that's the whole point. Supposedly this abortion law that the Supreme Court somehow found in the Constitution, just stuns me to this day, has produced an abortion mill industry that's racially targeted, and it was supposed to make abortion safer. Well, again,
safe, rare, and legal, right?
Yeah, safe, rare, and legal.
61 million babies later. Not so rare.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, the statistics are grotesque. They're horrendous. and yet you still have women screaming that somehow we're going to go back to back alley abortions. But these are the same women that are screaming about, you know, 10th Amendment rights, state rights when it comes to gay marriage, et cetera. They can't have it both ways. If states want to be their own laboratories, which is just exactly what they were designed to do, and Alabama is representing it, its constituency, by banning abortion in the state, then that is their right. However,
exactly.
I don't think that it's going to uphold or stand on its own. I think that the Supreme Court will either not hear the case as it's overturned in the appellate court.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pat Robertson even chimed in this morning and said that he didn't think it was going to stand mustard because, I mean, they hard-lined this deal. And God bless, I mean, frankly, God bless them for doing it, you know, and, you know, not having that traditional exception in the case of rape. But they did protect the mother. If the mother's survival is critical, then that is still part of the bill, is my understanding.
It's a conversation that we need to have. And
exactly.
That's why I'm glad that they hardlined the bill, because it's a conversation that many people won't touch, but that we need to have.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the nation, 30-some-odd years later, is ready to have it, especially in light of the fact that you now have states like New York and other states that are passing basically abortion-on-demand bills, abortion
on
exactly. time. Right. So, you know...
That is an extreme?
Right.
Infanticide is not extreme?
Right.
Give me a break. Plus, on top of that, what you're alluding to here a little bit here, Megan, and we just need to really focus on this issue, is that since 1973, the empirical evidence that women have experienced, those that have experienced abortion, realize that it is not a clump tissue. If it was so inconsequential, why are they waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning in tears, crying over the death of their child that could have been? And this is what's happening. And also now what is coming along with that is many men are waking up and realizing, I could have had a child. I don't have a child. Grandparents, what? You aborted my grandchild? I mean, look at, I think hearts are breaking around this country right now with the realization of buying into the lie that was thrust upon this culture. Thank you very much, an activist Supreme Court board that did this, and those that advocated for abortion on demand. And look what we've got, 61 million babies, and you've got a lot of broken hearts and people that are, you know, in grief over the death of their children. And they're ready, and Alabama is leading the way to say, no more, we've had enough. More from Megan Barth on the other side of the break. Stay with us. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 18.
This is brought to you by AbbVie.
We'll top the hour.
May is Hepatitis Awareness Month, yet many of the approximately 3.4 million Americans infected with chronic hepatitis C may not be aware of the damage the disease can cause. Dr. Julio Gutierrez.
Many people with chronic hepatitis C may not feel any symptoms. But what they're also not feeling is the possible long-term damage the virus may be causing.
If you've been diagnosed with hepatitis C, talk to your doctor about your options. Find out more at hepc.com.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change to October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrencies continue to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLife.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're talking about the Alabama abortion bill that some have said, including Pat Robertson, maybe it's gone too far. But when the governor signed the bill, you know, clearly, and I think this was the intent from day one, Megan Barth, is that, we want this to go to the Supreme Court. It is time for us to revisit Roe v. Wade.
No, absolutely. It was written with that specific intent because it wants to establish personhood. Mm-hmm. And so, like I said, this is the conversation that needs to be had, and it's one that needs to also be a legal conversation. As we're looking at 36 years later after Roe, much different country, much different Supreme Court. I hope that the Supreme Court hears it because, like, as you said before we went to break, the technology has really caught up with the law, hasn't it?
It's not only
that we have the technology to show when a fetus has a heartbeat or when a fetus feels pain, but we also have neonatal care that we have that is, if the baby is born, perhaps with a defect or premature, that baby has a better chance of surviving because of the innovation in medical care.
Exactly.
Specifically neonatal care.
Right. It doesn't have to be given, quote unquote, comfort care and,
right.
Allowed to die. You know, this issue about rape as well, Megan, and I can't remember the woman's name. I mean, she was incredible. As a representative of babies who were born as a result of a rape, that were conceived as a result of a rape. This gal is brilliant. I mean, she's gone on to become an attorney. She's a spokesperson about this issue. And, you know, again, in embracing the idea of life and personhood, And you consider for a moment 61 million aborted babies, how many talents, how many gifted people have been exterminated along the way? And this gal is such a, she's a shocking contrast to the disposability idea that we have toward, you know, toward birth and toward child and toward personhood and abortion and that. I mean, she's brilliant, and you know, and she's just an example. So again, just like the Kermit Gosnell, if we have one, how many more, and how many could have been, but for this, you know, this heinous law.
Well, and it's interesting to look, too, as the millennials, they tend to lean left on a lot of issues, but believe it or not, more and more millennials are pro-life because of science.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, the Democrats claim that they're the party of science. Well, they're only the party of science when it comes to junk science related to climate change. When it comes to gender or abortion, they're completely off the reservation. They
oh, yeah.
Science.
Good point. Exactly. No, and the millennials are smart, and they're no, you know, these people that think that they're monolithic, boy, you have no idea.
No, not
no,
at all.
No, they've got a lot more wisdom. I think they've learned from, you know, from the parents and the previous generations, the mistakes that they've made. I mean, look, we can complain that they're living in their parents' basements and, you know, they're burdened with, you know, this high tuition, you know, debt and, you know, all this has gotten way out of hand. But, you know, I got to tell you, I'm encouraged. And you know, I know you went to CPAC this year, and you go to CPAC and you see these young kids, these millennials, and you go, you know what? I'm not worried about America for tomorrow.
That's one of the reasons I go, honestly, because it gives me hope for the future.
Right.
You know, as we're getting older and longer in the tooth, right, you really hope that all the work that you've been doing as an activist or as a talker or a writer or what have you in the conservative movement, that it's going to be carried on for a generation, and it is.
Yes.
And it is, and there are a lot more people coming to the conservative movement because the left has drifted so far away from the fundamental principles of just loving this country. When you listen to the left, there isn't a person they don't seemingly hate, specifically white men. Then
right.
You have the left's new talking head, who's Dianne Feinstein's pawn, Alyssa Milano, screaming that we need a sex strike. Okay, well, do you realize that Planned Parenthood's not going to have any business from liberal women if liberal women go on a sex strike? So, hey, go on a sex strike, you know? So they're really kind of they haven't moored themselves. They're floating away really from the center of or the middle. And that's why they're kind of running Biden to kind of, I guess, patch up from the damage that the socialists have done to the Democrat brand. But kids are smart. Millennials are smart. I think that socialism is really appealing, and that's why they're kind of selling it. Hey, who doesn't want free college, right?
Right, exactly.
But when the rubber hits the road, I think that they're going to be smart enough to realize that we don't have the money to pay for it, and that they would probably end up living in their parents' basement much longer than they want to, because there would not be any jobs for them to have once they graduate with whatever degree out of secondary school.
Exactly. Well, we'll leave it there. I'm tempted to jump into the sex strike deal, but, you know, I think my better angel says, let's move on to immigration.
Okay.
The president introducing a plan to overhaul broken immigration. We should hear the details today, right?
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. It's about time, because it doesn't look like the Republicans in the Senate are offering anything. It doesn't look like the Republicans in the House are offering anything, except for Lindsey Graham. It looks like Lindsey Graham is going to strengthen or at least our amnesty laws, whereby people just can't touch our soil and scream amnesty.
Mm-hmm.
They have to apply for amnesty abroad or from whatever country they are seeking to escape from. Well, that's one good step. Another good step is ending migration. You know, the left loves to talk about sustainability. Well, how is it sustainable if we have 500,000 people that flooded our borders, which is bigger than the size of many cities in this country? And that was just in the first 4 months of this year. How many people didn't we catch? How many people, if we had chain migration, are they going to attach themselves to?
Mm-hmm.
20 more? Uncles, right. Aunts, cousins, et cetera? We can't sustain this type of chain migration. Then, of course, it would also end the visa lottery program. Just basically your name's thrown into a hat, and if you're lucky and you're a sheep herder in Uzbekistan, you can come here. That's
right.
Not how that works.
Well, this turns out to be like Russian roulette. I mean, what do you get? You know, you're taking
well,
a chance. I mean,
terrorists. That,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
People with a truck in New York.
Right.
That's exactly what we got from Uzbekistan.
Mm-hmm.
Uzbekistan is not producing the next person that's going to split the atom, okay?
Right.
We need to make sure that it's a merit-based system, and that's what this plan is certainly looking at. And we can't forget that Obama changed the face of immigrants, meaning when we used to have the immigration set up, prior to Obama, we were attracting and drawing from countries that were highly skilled, highly developed, and are predominantly English-speaking countries.
Yeah.
He changed that, and he moved it to third world southern countries, out of Africa, the Sudan, the Middle East, the Far East, et cetera. So are the faces of the immigrants changed to more low-skilled, non-English-speaking, you know, people that would be likely more dependent on government, the Democrat Party, than
exactly.
our old immigration system prior to Obama.
Well, you know, and Donald Trump made a great point. I mean, here it is. We get kids from foreign countries that come here. We put them through our institutions, our educational systems. They're brilliant people. And then we kick them out of the country instead of offering them a job. I mean, come on. I mean, any good businessman would look at, you know, this is a human resource issue. And you go, wait a minute, you're just tossing away people that you've invested 4 or 5 years in. You've trained them. You've along the way, you've decided, you say, wow, this is a quality individual. This is somebody that should be worked into the woof and wharf of the excellence of America. And we say, oh, no, you got to go back to India or go back to Taiwan or whatever. You know, you're not, you've spent your time here. It's time to go back home. Why? You know? I mean, so many things are just so, like, as you point out, Megan, I mean, they're so reasonable and logical, but, you know, let's follow the plans. Yeah, go ahead.
It'll be interesting to see the left argue against merit.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting to see them argue against a merit-based immigration system. I'm waiting to hear the argument.
Mm-hmm.
Because, no, we're not going to turn away brown people. This isn't an assault on brown people. This isn't an assault on Muslims. It's actually just trying to preserve our sovereign nation, as well as make sure that we can sustain this nation of having, you know, productive immigrants come into this country, much like my ancestors, right?
Exactly,
much like
and mine as well.
Ancestors.
All of us. Hey, we're all, yes, exactly.
We're all immigrants in some sense of the word, except ours came through Ellis Island. And they weren't all let in.
Mm-hmm.
They had an infirmary. Some were turned away. They had to take a test, et cetera. Now it's just absolutely wild west at our southern border, and we have to get our arms around it before it's too late. But I can tell you what, it's probably not going to happen before the 2020 election because the Democrats are going to want the whole thing, including what do we do with the 11 million immigrants that are here illegally now? Well,
it's not 11. I mean,
no,
you know, that's an old
that.
Number.
Right.
You and I talked about that.
Right.
Yeah, right. Go ahead.
Yeah, so it's more like 23 million.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they're going to want DACA as well, even though they turned down DACA. There is no advantage for the Democrats to fix the broken immigration system. So until we get back the House and maybe some Republicans that really want to do their job and follow the leader, which is Donald Trump, then maybe we'll have a fixed immigration system.
Well, the clock is running, Megan. We're losing out on time. And, you know, some of these nations outside, including China, are thinking, hey, there potentially could be a new sheriff in town. And if there was ever a reason for outside influence, a la Russia, China, North Korea, this next election, boy, I'll tell you, we are ripe and set up for, you know, some intrusion, much like much more than I think we realize what happened in 2016.
Well, Obama did nothing about it in 2016. I would think that this administration would be much more prepared to do something about it and prepare, for any sort of attack.
Well, if you can allow them, instead of being investigated and answering a bunch of silly subpoenas, you know, to be about the people's business, maybe we can do something about it. But when you've got Jerry Nadler et al. Trying to put a stick in the president's spokes at every turn, well, you know, it can be a bit distracting. We got to leave it there for now. Look forward to the next time we're together. Megan Barth, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150
uh-huh.
and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads. Maybe